Welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Shastrakrit Prabhuji on the topic Srimad Bhagavatam 4.23.26 onwards. Prabhuji, are you present on the call, Prabhuji?
Yes, Mati. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for giving your very valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on the topic. I now hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Madam. Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 23, chapter entitled Maharaj Prithu's Going Back Home. We're reading text 26. Saisa Noonam Varjati Urdvam Anu Vainyam Patim Sati Pasyatasman Atityarchir Durvibhavyena Karmana. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: the wives of the demigods continued, just see how this chaste lady, Archie, by dint of her inconceivable pious activities, is still following her husband upward as far as we can see. Report. Both Prithu Maharaj's airplane and airplane carrying Queen Archie were passing out of the vision of the ladies of the higher planetary systems. These ladies were simply astonished to see how Prithu Maharaj and his wife achieved such an exalted position. Although they were the wives of the denizens of the higher planetary systems, and Prithu Maharaj was an inhabitant of an inferior planetary system, the Earth, the king, along with his wife, passed beyond the realms of the demigods and went upward to Vaikuntha Loka. The word urdhvam, upward, is significant here. For the ladies speaking were from the higher planetary systems, which include the moon, sun, and Venus, up to Brahma Loka, or the highest planet. Beyond Brahmaloka is the spiritual sky, and in that spiritual sky there are innumerable Vaikuntha Lokas. Thus the word Urdhvam indicates that the Vaikuntha planets are beyond or above these material planets. And it was to these Vaikuntha planets that Prithu Maharaj and his wife were going. This also indicates that when Prithu Maharaj and his wife Archie abandoned their material bodies in the material fire, they immediately developed their spiritual bodies and entered into spiritual airplane, which could penetrate the material elements and reach the spiritual sky. Since they were carried by two separate airplanes, it may be concluded that even after being burned into the funeral pyre, they remained separate, individual persons. In other words, they never lost their identity or became void, as imagined by the impersonalist. The ladies in the higher planetary systems were capable of seeing both downward and upward. When they looked down, they could see that the body of Prithu Maharaj was being burned and that his wife Archie was entering into the fire. And when they looked upward, they could see how they were being carried in two airplanes to the Vaikuntha Lokas. All of this is possible simply by Durvibhavyena Karmana, inconceivable activity. Ruta Maharaj was a pure devotee, and his wife, Queen Archie, simply followed her husband. Thus, they can both be considered pure devotees, and thus they are capable of performing inconceivable activities. Such activities are not possible for ordinary men. Indeed, ordinary men cannot even take to the devotional service of the Lord, nor can ordinary women maintain such vows of chastity and follow their husbands in all respects. A woman does not need to attain high qualification, but if she simply follows in the footsteps of her husband, who must be a devotee, then both husband and wife attain liberation and are promoted to the Vaikuntha Lokas. This is evinced by the inconceivable activities of Prithu Maharaj and his wife. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitamena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Budhle Srimate Devamrita Swamini Tinamne Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Budhle Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamne Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharani Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Pasyati Adasani Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. I was recently in the retreat my Guru Maharaj Devamrita Maharaj conducted in New Zealand, and it was very thought-provoking, some of the documentaries Maharaj was showing of couples since the reading about Prithu Maharaj and Archie going back to Godhead. Just came to mind this documentary, how, you know, he was showing like different couples in America. They were old. One couple documentary was showing they were like 93 years old. And they're like, okay, overall health, and they're still alive, and they're like typical American household where there's like, there's no sign of any relatives or children, and their social security only pays their rent. So this old man was like crushing the beer cans and collecting them to take them to recycling place, even in that age. And the lady was like, you know, talking and talking, and the man is not even listening to her. She was like looking at the hummingbirds and trees, and the man takes her with him to the recycling, and they get few dollars, and her, you know, happiness in life is to go to the In-N-Out Burger, and she's all screaming at the sight of the, you know, the sign of the In-N-Out Burger when she sees that, and she starts like screaming in ecstasy. And as they go around the, you know, the drive-through, she's like giving him so many compliments and telling him how much she loves him. And they get a burger, and she's all so happy, and like this, you know, they're showing like the parts of the day, like what they do. And like this, you know. And there was another man, he was also very old. And his wife passed away, and everybody passed away. He was still living. And he used to be a professor in California. His wife was also. And, you know, so, you know, he's written many books. This other man that's single. about, you know, what's life and what's death and how to conquer the fear of death and all these things. But at the end of the day, the conclusion they all came to was like, what's the point? Like, what's the point of any of this? Like, you know, is there life after death, or is there not? Is there God, or is there not? Like, why, you know, why so much like loneliness, and why so much like suffering and boredom, and, you know, they just like couldn't understand. Just by getting old, generally, like, we have this understanding in India that older means like you automatically become like very wise and, you know, full of wisdom and like this. The Maharaj was showing this video where, like, we can see that it's not the case, you know. And New Year comes, and New Year goes, and, you know, we make resolutions, and then we fall out of resolution. It's like this, and they're just like, you know, everybody else, they didn't want it, but, you know, they got really old. The Bhagavatam says the only thing that time cannot destroy is ignorance. Everything else, even like the jivas, the spirit souls, at the time of pralaya, enter the womb of Mahavishnu, and then when they come out, they just begin according to the material desires they were holding on to. They just start again, all over again. So it's nothing like automatic, you know. There needs to be some kind of an effort. There needs to be some kind of an effort from the individual soul to make a difference, make a change, and ask questions. So Maharaj was showing this different video. So it's kind of depressing. But it's the reality. It's like, you know, this is most people's lives look like. But we're reading about this couple. What an amazing couple we're reading about. You know, we're not like reading about they're like confused and bored and lonely, and, you know, they're cursing everybody, blaming everybody, and they're miserable. Even we're reading so-called about death. Basically, we just read verses that talked about how just two people, you know, passed away. Like, but it's so glorious because they're talking about, you know, what an exalted life they lived, how pure they were, and at the right time, they were not just like hanging on and hanging around and botheration for everyone. At the right time, you know, they were like ready to go back to Godhead. And they did go back to Godhead. And it's so auspicious. So much so, even the ladies in the higher planetary systems, they were jealous of Archie. Because, you know, they were in the upper planets. They can see both above them and below them. But she went back to Godhead, and they couldn't see past, you know, the Brahma Jyoti. But the Bhagavatam is always giving us hope and always talking about, well, excuse me, Vaikuntha planets. There are no other scriptures except our Vaishnava scriptures where such clear knowledge and encouragement is given. What happens, you know, after enlightenment? What happens after life? There are these Vaikuntha planets that you can enter. It's like, you know, even in ordinary dealings, like our parents and grandparents, they're always talking about, you know, these Vaikuntha planets and you know, what goes on there and how different acharyas entered there, how Vishnu came from there, how, you know, like all these things we hear. So it's not like so like foreign. You're always hearing, like, you know, growing up, how such and such attained the lotus feet of the acharya. I remember hearing like this all the time from grandparents and parents, how such and such attained the lotus feet of acharya. Then you ask, like, what does that mean? You know, what does that mean? Because as a kid, you know, first you have this experience of your, like, pet cat dying and your pet turtle dying, and you have, like, no experience of all of a sudden something so dear to you just stops moving, and you ask, like, what is this? What happened? You start screaming and crying, and they say, like, oh, it just died and passed away. What does that mean? And then when you see, like, some, you know, devotees pass away, and the families are like, oh, such and such passed, and what happened to him? Where did he go? Oh, he attained the feet of acharya. What does that mean? Oh, it means he went to Vaikuntha. And what are they doing in Vaikuntha? Oh, they're making, you know, tulsi garlands, and they're making, like, sandalwood paste for the Lord, and they sing for the Lord, and they dance for the Lord, and there's relationships, and there's, you know, so much beauty and variety, and, like, then you're, like, immediately, even as a child, this fear of, you know, this unknown, like, oh, it's immediately, like, disappears. Because you go to school, everybody is confused. Oh, okay, we came from, like, monkey. Our ancestors were monkey, and that's why we have a tailbone. And, you know, so many theories and philosophies. There is different understandings how we are just, like, in a bag of chemicals, and, you know, all these things. So confusing. Even, like, the teachings of the science is so polluting and contaminating and confusing. And even the, you know, the religious teachings that you come across, that's also, like, confusing. And they're boring, and people don't have answers. But here, in Bhagavatam, we see how it's so much information is given, so much hope is given for us, every living entity. How, you know, if we practice Krishna consciousness, and Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada made it very easy for us. It's like the pillar any building is standing on, you know, four pillars. Similarly, Prabhupada said, you know, we follow the regulative principles, no illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication. This will protect us. And chanting Hare Krishna is the main thing. It's just not about the rules and regulations. We have to have the positive alternative. By chanting Hare Krishna, we actually get strength and we become qualified. Because in Kali Yuga, Kalau Sudra Sambhava, everyone is actually born a Sudra. We don't really have qualification. It's not like, you know, back in the day people had some sense of, like, varna and ashrama and dharma, you know, men and women like this. like Srila Prabhupada is writing how in this verse, if the lady is a chaste lady and the husband is a devotee, then she doesn't have to do anything. She can just go back to Godhead, just, you know, following the husband. But now, more and more in Krishna consciousness, we see how most people that come are actually like ladies. And, you know, they're trying to bring the men along. Or even if the men come along, and, you know, the nature of the world is such that, you know, the modern times, whether it's like Western or Indian or Chinese or you name it, you know, it's just like anybody, like even, you know, the men who are supposed to lead, by example, they also like have no clue. It's just like everybody like makes a lot of money, and the money is made in such a form that nobody even gets to touch it or see it. It's all like in the mind, you know. It goes from like the computer to the bank and then to your credit card company. It's all disappears. There's no real like grains. There's no like milk products. There's no jewelry. There's no relationship. There's no good food. None of these things, I mean, at least we have some now because Kali Yuga just began and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is still there. But going forward, you know, there will not even be like, you know, milk products, fruits, grains. None of these things will be available. It's already disappearing. So this is the position. Many times we come, like Maharaj, my Guru Maharaj was talking about in the Brahmachari Ashram. You know, it's like so many men come, they're all trained, you know, to go to school and earn money, but don't even have like a basic standard of cleanliness, don't even know how to like wash their clothes, or, you know, or bathe, or, you know, cook or clean, or, you know, any of this basic, like super basic thing. Even animals are good at. It's actually lacking in human society. We're just looking for like laundromats and, you know, fast food, and it's like cologne, and it's like such a dark times we are in. So mostly we notice is like, you know, the ladies are showing so much interest in Krishna consciousness. But the point is that the holy name actually makes up. It makes up for all the shortcomings. And it makes up for all the things that, you know, we are lacking in terms, like when you come to spiritual path, back in the day, you know, people had strength, even ladies. You know, they were like, we hear about so many amazing Kshatriya women. They would protect their husband from the war and take him out of the battlefield and like that. So many powerful ladies. And what to speak of the men, they were like really powerful. But now we don't have any of this. Prayana alpaisa. Kalavasminu gejana manda sumanda matiyo manda bhagya hyukadrutaha. In this age, we're like short lived and our memory is short. We are like quarrelsome, you know, misguided, always disturbed in mind. Kalav doshanide rajan asti eka mahadguna kirtana deva krishnasya. Mukta Sangha Param Rajet. Bhagavatam says, Kali is nothing but an ocean of faults. You know, just like when we go to the ocean, we're not surprised to see the waves. Similarly, in Kali Yuga, if we see some mistakes, we see some faults, we shouldn't be surprised, at least as devotees, you know, we have these two words other than Krishna and Rama, we chant all day long, oh, this is the material world, Prabhu, what can you do, you know, what can you expect? Or you say like, oh, this is Kali Yuga, Prabhu, what can you do, you know? So even though just like we just say like that, but that goes to show how much philosophical understanding we have. So devotees are like realistic. We are realistic. We're not like foolish people. Krishna says, devotees always say, oh, Krishna says, Prabhu, dukkhalayam ashashvatam, what can you do? So it kind of prepares us for the worst. Even like worst thing can happen to a devotee. And immediately we think, oh, Krishna, you know, I'm such a rascal. You know, I've done so many offenses and I'm so sinful that I deserve worse. Or we think, oh, this is Kali Yuga, you know, what can you do? Or you think, oh, it's the material world, what can you do? Just go on with your service. Just, you know, do your part. So we are very fortunate. But most people in general in Kali Yuga are actually very unfortunate. But, you know, the Maha Mantra actually gives us the qualification. Actually, Prabhupada used to tell to his disciples that for you Americans, of course back then there were only American disciples, Prabhupada was talking to them, for the holy name, you know, you just don't have any qualification. Prabhupada would tell them, you don't even like have any knowledge of like how to have a family, how to have relationship, how to cook, how to clean, how to give in charity, you know, how to do any pious activities. You know, it's just like, you just don't know anything. Without for the holy name, if you don't chant the holy name nicely, you're just finished. You just don't have any qualification. Of course, Prabhupada was talking like that, but now the whole world, including India, is just following the you know, the lead of Americans, so more or less, you know, everybody is in that position now. It's just like when we set up bookstall, even, you know, outside the Indian store, there's like thousands of people walking by from India. You know, old men and their children and their children. So many generations. It's just like, there's no life. They just look at the book table and they just like completely like don't know what's going on or don't care. They're just like, you know, completely like ignorant and, you know, careless. It's just like, you know, what is this gonna do for me? You know, this poor man is just sitting in the sun and rain, but, you know, I got it all covered. I'm just worried about my, you know, like my visa and my work and my bank balance, my business and my children, grandchildren. It's just like completely like clueless, oblivious. At least you see this Uber driver that's bringing in these wealthy Indians to the cafes and markets. At least they're like akinchana gochara. They just don't have much going for them. So you show them a book. They like gratefully come out of the car or you walk up to the car. They take the books. Most African Americans like that. They're like, they gladly take a book and give a donation. But our people, practically, you know, our people, meaning like people from India, you have to like, you know, all fall at their feet and give them a book and do a full arati for them and glorify them and like that, you know. Still, many of them wouldn't even take it or wouldn't even look in the direct. So this is the position. But still, we have to try to share Krishna consciousness. Because no matter who it is, what gender, what country, you know, what language, what caste, it's just, you know, people need direction. Most people are like clueless. People have some kind of idea. People have, you know, some ego that they are this and that, but, you know, they need direction. They need a spiritual master. Because without accepting bona fide spiritual master, all the things we are doing, it will not be accepted. It won't have fruits. It's something, but it's like ekalavya or something. You're trying to do something without the mercy and the knowledge of the spiritual master. So it's very important. We shouldn't hesitate to share the holy name with people. And by doing so, no matter what they think they are, they will come out of that and realize that Jivera Swarupa Hoy, Krishnera Nitya Das. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami nicely explains in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Boliya Ji Boga Vanchakare Pasate Maya Tare Japatiya Dare. That when you turn away, we're looking towards Krishna, we're facing Krishna, but then Krishna Bahir Mukha means like you turn your face away from Krishna, immediately what happens is we are handed over to Maya. And that person is severely punished, like Prabhupada, so like beaten with shoes and sticks by the material energy. So everybody, no matter who they are, they're part of Krishna. They're spirit souls, spiritual beings. And the only thing that will bring them out of the illusory condition is if they somehow or other start chanting the holy names of Krishna. That's the thing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give. Enechi aushadi maya nasi baralagi. Hari Nama Maha Mantra Lavo Tumi Magi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I'm a physician, I've come with this medicine. He said, how long are you going to sleep on the lap of this witch called Maya? Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. Gaura Chandra Bole. So this is our duty. This is our debt. It's like in India, and some father passes away, whatever money he leaves, it's ours. But if whatever debt he leaves, it also becomes ours to the children. Similarly, our family business, our acharyas, when Srila Prabhupada was asked, how can we repay this debt that we owe you, this eternal... eternally, we are grateful for giving us the holy name and Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srila Prabhupada told his disciples, and of course us, grand disciples, that, just like I made you fortunate, you make somebody else fortunate. So this is the family business. This is the debt we owe to the Guru Parampara. That somehow or other, we participate in the Sankirtan mission. We shouldn't keep it amongst ourselves. This message should be distributed. Like Srila Prabhupada said, three things. We should participate in Nagar Sankirtan. We should go out, do the chanting on the street. And we should, participate in book distribution. And, we should distribute prasadam. And if you talk to any devotees in ISKCON, they either came to Krishna consciousness through, from reading one of Prabhupada's books, or they met some devotees on Harinam, or they came across prasadam in university campus or something like that. So this is, Prabhupada authorized this, three activities. This is the yajna for this age. And by participating in this, any of these three activities or all three, it will, nourish us. It will sustain us and it will send us back to God. Just like Srila Prabhupada's books, it brought us to Krishna consciousness. And by reading and discussing and sharing, it'll keep us in Krishna consciousness, and it'll also dispatch us back to Godhead. So these books and prasadam and harinam, this is the yajna for this age. And anybody who participates in any of this activity will be profusely blessed. There'll be like no anxiety, there'll be no scarcity, insecurity that everybody is feeling. Because the nature of the mind is it always like gravitates towards anxiety. But anybody participate in the Sankirtan Yajna, somehow or other, either like being in the front line or just in the background supporting and assisting, such devotees will feel the mercy, feel the, you know, feel the strength. So, I know it's winter now, but at least in the summer, if we can all participate in going to the street chanting and distributing books, not, I mean, I mentioned this many times before, not just to like Indian, but to anyone, like, you know, we all work with Americans, Europeans, we can all give them books and we can always distribute prasadam. We can make prasadam like cookies and cakes and offer them to your nice deities and take them with us and find somebody, one person a day to give them, you know, cake. Who is going to argue with that philosophy? Prabhupada said people will have a hard time digesting, but nobody argues with the samosa. You know, people, Kali Yuga, are so dull, you have to reach their heart through the stomach. So this way, people are suffering, there's no doubt. It's not even like, it's not even a hidden thing anymore. It's like very obvious, everybody is suffering. People are suffering mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, you name it. So it's not like, you know, we have to go and convince them anymore. You know, you just have to, you have a product that works and they want it, they need it. So we just have to make an effort to give at least one book to someone, you know, a piece of prasadam, somehow introduce them to holy name through, you know, kirtan or sharing a kirtan link, somehow or other. And their spiritual life, you'll be surprised how many people, with the people we think sometimes, oh, such and such is a Brahman, such and such is a, you know, this and that, they will take to Krishna consciousness and they won't. But there'll be people that you think like, oh, this person is like from the streets or is crazy or is American and they don't know anything. And they take it up so seriously. So we don't know how this process works and it's not our business. Just like when I give a book to someone, you know, I always remind myself, it's none of my business. I'm just here to give the book. Whether they understand or don't understand, like, you know, what happens after that, it's up to them and Krishna, and up to them and Prabhupada. So I was ordered to go out and give out this book, so you just go out and distribute the book. Like this, by sharing the holy name, immediately people become fortunate. You know, people start developing basic level of cleanliness, the diet changes, they start, you know, taking baths, taking showers, and start giving charity, reading scriptures, doing mantra yajna. Like this, you know, people's lives start changing for good, like so much. And slowly, 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 gradually, every one of us that come across Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement will wake up in Vaikuntha Loka. It may not happen immediately, but it can also happen immediately. But the point is there is no loss or diminution, Krishna explained. Svalpam apiyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat, Krishna said. In this process, It's only gain. There's no loss at all. Where is the loss? You know, even you may be the greatest person, and materially speaking, but at the time of death, everything is taken. But in Krishna consciousness, you know, any service, any activity we perform, you know, it's eternally to our credit. So we just have to practice it ourselves and share it with others. And this way, like, you know, everybody, those who practice, those who speak, those who hear, everybody becomes benefit. So I'll stop here. If any of you have any questions, we can discuss, or any realizations or comments, please.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. This is Komalasi. Can you hear Prabhuji?
Yes, yes. No. Yeah.
Please accept my humble obeisances. I like to find out, like, you know, sometimes, right now I'm not going in the winter, but sometimes I go and then I do give, but sometimes they don't take the book, or they just, you know, ignore it. So how can we benefit those persons like that, who just turn around and just goes and don't even look at it? And so how can, how can we, you know, somehow give Krishna? Just say Hare Krishna and at least like that? Or
yes.
How?
There will be some people, like Vaisheshika Prabhu says, they're not ripe fruit.
Mm.
But, you know, we have to, you know, we can only try. What can we do? Even Krishna don't interfere with the independence and free will. But, you know, we only like out there to find the people that are ripe fruits. Like many times you meet people that want to argue or preach to you, or you meet Christians or atheists or time wasters. You know, we just have to let them go, because they'll, our energy and time is limited. So, you know, we look for, you know, we give an opportunity to everyone. But even our scriptures say that, you know, you ignore, you avoid the envious, you show mercy to the innocent, and you serve your superiors. So there'll be so many people, even the meat eaters or drunkards, but they're still innocent. When you try to show them Krishna consciousness, they will take it. And there'll be some people even come from pious land or pious family, they'll be inimical. So as a Madhyam Adhikari, as a preacher, we have to discriminate and, you know, avoid the people. What can you do? That's the beautiful thing about going on Harinam. Harinam is like, you know, it enters the ear holes of everyone, whether you're favorable, unfavorable, the holy name goes in. Like there was a lady that was closing her ears as she was walking by a Harinam party, and Prabhupada told her, it's too late, you know, the holy name already went inside. Like that. So when we are distributing like prasadam sometime, you know, sometime my wife makes like brownies and things like that, and people don't even want a book or don't know what it is, but they're happy to take a cookie, or, you know, sometimes prasadam distribution and harinam is easier. But, you know, we can only go out and try. But sometimes what I notice is first they say no, and then they come back and take it, or people gradually become favorable. You just steady, you go to like a regularly to a spot and you set up. And over time, I noticed like the place where I set up, even the Muslim shop owners and like that, they start to give me donations for like their festivals and New Year's and Christmas, and in exchange they take some picture of Krishna or a book or like that. So gradually they become, but generally speaking, you know, what can you do if they're not interested? You just have to let them go.
Thank you, Bhavani.
Yes, Mother, thank you.
Thank you, Bhavani. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Very nice answer.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you very, very much for a very inspiring class. It was very inspiring. And as you were talking, I also had a question about people. Do they really, when we give prasadam, like you were talking about cookie and samosa or something like that, do you see, especially people from India, they are petrified to even take prasadam. They'd rather go and buy it from the store than take it from a Hare Krishna devotee. So how do you... what is your experience? What is your experience with that? Just a curious question.
Yeah, again, same thing. You know, you always have, you know, these people that are ignorant, and you know, there'll always be people that are favorable. So, like, generally speaking, like, you know, I keep some prasad and you call them to take, and then you get all kinds of reactions. And most people will take, but many will also not take. So, you know, you just have to, you know, let them go. What can we do? It's just Kali Yuga. It's just strange. Like, people, you know, don't even want to do that easiest activity. Like, see, nowadays, because of the weather, and we've been traveling, you saw in the video, like, I've been keeping dates offered to Giriraj.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, when I just see kids, like, I just tell them, like, because the Muslim, big Muslim family walking by, I just don't even say prasad. I just tell the kids, you want a sweet, you want a date? And as long as they don't use the word prasad, mm-hmm. the kids will come and take it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the parents also see, like, oh, you know, the Muslim, they used to so much dates and
mm-hmm.
like that. They don't mind the kids eating a date. Some, it's always like, you know, nowadays it's a challenge. Sometimes I keep halwa, and the Middle Eastern people know what is halwa, and the Muslims line up to take halwa, but the Indians wouldn't, because the Muslim, they asked me, halwa? Halwa? I said, yes, yes. They just made it fresh. And sometimes my wife keep brownies, and all the kids born here, they come and take them all, you know, like.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes, you know, it's there, sitting there like 2 days, and then we have to distribute it to our kirtan program or something like that. It's always an unpredictable thing, but, you know, again, you just have to try without attachment. Because what happens is, if we are attached to them taking, and if they don't take and we feel offended, that will give them a curse, that will give them bad luck. So we shouldn't be attached when we are offering also. Because we should just understand that these people are like, they look brown like Indian, but they inside they're just like, you know, English or American trained. So if they don't take, we just wish them well and, okay, no problem, maybe next time, you know, it's okay, no problem. So we just have to let them go. If we take it personally, like, oh my God, how dare they said no to Mahaprasad. They actually don't know what you're talking about, even from India.
Yes.
So you just have to be completely detached and try. And then if not them, Krishna always, every time I go out, it's never a day, whether it's rain or thunderstorm or scorching heat. It's always Krishna sends 2-3 sweet people. And that's what we go out for anyways. Like Prabhupada said, we don't want like a barn full of cows that don't give any milk.
Mm-hmm.
Even few cows, even if they give kicks, Prabhupada said, it's worth it because they give milk. Like that, even we want like few people, the quality people that are, you know, interested in spiritual life, because our time and energy is limited anyways. Like, You know, we don't want all kinds of time wasters. We're just looking for that quality person to go and find that person, you know.
Very nice. Thank you. Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you also for the very inspiring class. It was very inspiring. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mataji, for the opportunity.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Danda Pranam, or Goshti Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. A very inspiring class, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, at the beginning of the class, you were telling the story of the like old man and like old couple, how they live in America. So, So what was the significance, Prabhuji? I couldn't understand.
Yeah, the Maharaj was showing the video of how, you know, without Krishna consciousness, what it's like, even with technological advancement, and you get to live a long life, what do you gain? What's the point at the end? It's just like, it's just long life of nothing. It's just like boredom and pain and suffering. So when we were reading about Prithu and Archie, so I was just comparing what kind of stories we read about of old people and what the standard of old age in America is just meaningless. So I was just saying how people don't take the Krishna consciousness. That's all they have looked forward to. Just getting old and poverty and, you know, loneliness and pain and questioning, blaming everybody. But if people take the Krishna consciousness, then they get old like Prithu and Archie in Krishna consciousness, and then you go back to Godhead as husband and wife. So that's the point.
Yes, Prabhuji, very true. So, in old age, they can read Bhagavatam and they can chant and do devotional service.
Yes, ma'am.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanyavad Pranam. Beautiful class, thank you. I just want to know one thing, Prabhuji, like where we live in Omaha, Nebraska, we don't have any book distribution on the street. I mean, those who take classes in their house, they have some books in their house. But that's not for the public. Only who attends the Sunday Gita program, they get it. But I always had a wish, me and my son, I homeschool my son, so we are free to go. But then, you know, just me being all alone, and I'm also super new to Krishna consciousness, I don't know how to do it. Like, we don't have Sankirtan also, we don't have book distribution also, but I do have this desire to, you know, fulfill Srila Prabhupada's wish. I feel the devotional service is incomplete, at least mine and my son's. It's so incomplete without the book distribution. But we are not able to do it. I tried to approach few people who work in universities so that, but then it didn't come out anything so far. So what to do, Prabhu? Can we like just pray to Krishna and Nityananda Prabhu, or what do we do?
Yes. Actually, there's no set ways to do book distribution. You can start, Mata. First you have to get books. For example, wherever in the world, even I was traveling recently to New Zealand, I had one handbag full of books, because if you don't have books, we cannot distribute the books that we don't carry, we don't have. And, you know, there's so many ways to distribute books. You can distribute books, no need to worry about like some big scale, like, you know, big book distribution. It can just start by, you know, making some sankalpa, okay. Every day I'm going to give one book to somebody, like that, you know. when you have that kind of sankalpa, you will see how amazing things open up, how amazing opportunities open up. Like I know when the UPS, like when the Amazon shows me there's a delivery, I always keep a book ready when the guy comes and ring the bell. You know, things like that, you're always looking for people to come to you, or you going to go to like Walmart or Whole Foods or, you know, anywhere, like paying bills or here and there, gas station, always keep a book and start distributing. So, and, you know, that's like a good step. So don't get scared about the results, because what discourages us is like, oh, you know, I need to have a result. You know, I need to do this and that. No, it's not. You're not obligated. You just want to serve. Whether there's result or no result, doesn't matter. Get books and start giving them every day, to just make it a point to start giving them. And then gradually, when you see, you get a taste, you get to see like how people respond and what to say to them. And then you can start having small book tables. I know anywhere in the world, I can take a small book table. I got a small folding book table on Amazon. It's made of aluminium. And I just go to any place and look for a shop that's closed. And then I just set up outside the shop, put a tablecloth and display a few books, and just sit behind the book table and pray to Krishna. And then anybody walking by, and then you just ask them, like, have you guys tried any yoga or meditation? Please take one with you. These are ancient wisdom from India. To talk about yoga and meditation, it'll help you relieve stress like that. No need to preach to them so much about, you know, Bhagavatam and hellish planets and so many things. You can just say something sweet and let them have a book, and let, you know, Prabhupada will preach to them. And like this, just be sitting behind a book table, you can easily do 10 books anytime you go up. So these are all some of the ways I do it. You can even go out for an hour, and sure enough, so many books go out, so many people you meet, and take their numbers and keep in touch with them. And like that, you know, it all begins by even like, you know, giving out few small books. So there's no like hard and fast rules, this is how you do book distribution. You just have to, you know, since like the Gita purport, Prabhupada talks about the sparrow, the ocean took the eggs of the sparrow, and the sparrow was determined to dry up the ocean. So with her little beak, she was trying to, you know, suck and spit out a little bit of water at a time. But then, seeing the determination of sparrow, then Garuda came to help. Like that, you know, we are like sparrows. There's an ocean of people in Maya. So we can start with like a small book. It all comes from sankalpa. You put in your mind, somehow or other, I'm going to distribute this many books this month. And you'll see magically it happens. And then when you smash that goal, you'll feel so inspired. Like that, you know, you just start somehow or other. It's all a question of showing compassion. It's not an, you know, activity of results or showing big numbers or this or that. Everything starts like that.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. That gives so much of hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Yes, Mother. All the best.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanva Pranam, all glory to Sri Prabhupada, Guru Maharaj. Very, very beautiful lecture, Prabhuji, very inspiring about the big distribution strategies that you very mentioned. Very simple things, day to day. Even I had done some in last year, but somehow kind of reluctant to come out of the shell and, because of the results. I think that is the main thing that disheartens, at least personally me. So, but as you rightly said, results do not matter. You should keep trying. Mm-hmm. And I would try for Prabhuji for sure. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thanks, Mother. In the Bible, there's a saying, that when we give something in charity, not even our left hand should know about it. So that verse always encourages me. Because generally when we want to show off the results, even for ourselves, then we feel threatened, we feel scared. I feel like nobody has to know. No one has to know. It's just an offering that you're making to Krishna. And that will make a world of difference to the person we are giving a book. We think, I just distributed a small book. I'm not a great devotee. But Prabhupada said a small book, a small brochure of Harikatha can revolutionize a whole country. It happened in our recent ISKCON history. Russia and China and all these places, are so many devotees are coming. How did it all happen? Just from like small book like Easy Journey to Other Planets or something. So yes, nobody has to know. We just have to do this to genuinely want to help somebody make others fortunate.
In this regard, I wanted to ask you, Prabhuji, like, do we ask some amount for that, or we give them just like that? That's one question, because giving free of cost many times could be easier, but then how much of the benefit it is that they're going to read it to vis-a-vis compared to we ask for a certain amount of contribution, which would be then they would kind of benefit in the sense like, but and also what reason should we say that, you know, we want that amount? Could you just elaborate on just practically so that we know how to go about it, if you don't mind?
Yes, Mata. Sometimes I distribute books. I worry about myself first. I know. Like if I'm going to have to go on, at least this was in the beginning days. Now I've been doing it for like 23 years. It's different now. But in the beginning days, you know, when I was told like, oh, you can't give a free book to somebody, Prabhu, then I'll get like so scared that I don't even want to go out. So then I started thinking like, okay, let me worry about myself first. Okay, I'm going to go and give them a book. How they read it or they don't read it is later, I'll worry, that's different. But first, I want the benefit of, I want to be selfish and do book, you know, I give out a book. So I started off like that. So again, it's Kala Desha Patra. It's not true. It's not true that when people don't give you a donation, they don't benefit. It's not true at all. Because even such a great devotee like Vaisheshika Prabhu, his friend bought a Back to Godhead magazine and came and dropped it off under his door as a, you know, because he didn't want it. And Prabhu read a Back to Godhead magazine and became a devotee. Now he's distributed millions of books. In my humble experience, I was also like that. I didn't go and buy a book. My roommate bought a book and I was chastising him because my roommate bought $50 worth of books. So I was chastising him. He's like, why did you give so much money to these people, you know? And he gave me a book and, you know, since whatever year that was, I'm still distributing books. So it's not true when people don't give money that they don't become devotees or they don't benefit. It's Kala Desha Patra. Like, for example, I'm in a Whole Foods checkout, you know, or in an airplane. You know, I just give them a book. What's the big deal? And people are so grateful. And I can afford like $1.50 or two, you know, soft Bhagavad Gita costs like, you know, $2. And you know, there's so many nice devotees like Gaurangi Mataji in our group, you know. So many devotees, they come forward and sponsor books. So we're not poor society, we're not poor people. We can be kind and give them, you know. And by reading a book, they will benefit. And when they become devotees, they will do so much service. You know, sometimes it's like investment. You give somebody a book, and in exchange, they will become devotees. One person become devotees, they will cover all the books that you have given out in your whole life. Or, to answer the other part of your question, when I give them a book, I tell them, I'm not selling anything. You know, I'm a yoga teacher. I'm a spiritual person. I'm a priest. And just to, you know, help with the printing costs, kindly give some donation, so we can print and distribute more wisdom, more enlightenment, because the world, everybody is suffering because of materialism. Something like that I gently mention, and people give generously, you know. So, you know, just like that. It's not, if you feel comfortable, just to start book distribution without asking anything, go for it. And if you see a person is really nodding their head and they have their time and they're like willing to even take more books, and you know, they're like what we call them, like sweeties. Among book distributors, we call them sweeties. And then you tell them gently, hey, you know, I'm not a salesperson, but you know, just to help with the, you know, covering the printing cost, so we can print more books and enlighten the world, do you mind donating something? And then, you know, people ask, how much do you want? So like, oh, you know, most people give 10, you know, do the best you can, something like that. But, you know, back in the day, our society was run from book distributors. Everybody have to go out and sell Back to Godhead magazines, where you get 25 cents for a Back to Godhead magazine. And everybody have to come and report how many Back to Godhead magazines they sold and how much they received, and like that. But now most of you are like wealthy householders. You're not, you can easily afford to donate somebody a Gita a day. Even if you gave out like, say, like 30 Bhagavad Gitas a day, that's less than $100 a month. As householders, that can be our contribution to the world and to our society. So it's no... My philosophy is this: anything that makes you scared and anything that's going to stop you from going and giving somebody a book, forget it. Just do it. Don't worry about rules and regulations and that person benefiting. You know, this is Maya, actually, like to keep all these books and not give them to people because they won't benefit. I'm actually like completely against that myself. I like to go and give, not worry about money. But Krishna will send the Lakshmi. You will see how when you give out a book, Krishna will cover that somehow or other through someone. So there is no loss, only blessings for you and blessings for anybody even receives it free.
Thank you, Prabhuji. That's really, really encouraging. Because that's the reason why actually I have a box full of Bhagavad Gitas, and I have not since last year. But then someone mentioned, and it's not that the amount would be kept with me. It's just that I it's hard to get that amount, and that amount, again, I give it to the temple. But just that, you know, the fact that, you know, when you say that, many times people are reluctant in it. So now you have given me that inspiration that just, first of all, make a start by just go ahead and just start distributing as it is. So I think I will take up that offer. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for your wonderful lecture.
Yes, Mother. Recently, I was in New Zealand, and I gave a couple of Gitas to somebody on the street for free because they were interested. They didn't have any money. They were like, you know, Australians. And the next person gives me like money for the books, and because it was New Year's Eve, they gave me $40 more. And they say, give out books on my behalf. You're doing a great work. And I'm trying to give out books, to, you know, because I have extra money now. And then this devotee gives me a whole bag, like a book bag, filled with books and a brand new water bottle for me as a gift. And say, Prabhu, this is all the books my, you know, I haven't been going out, my health is not good, you distribute them. So all of a sudden I have $40 cash and a bag full of books to give out. And I'm trying to give out books and people are giving more money. So all of a sudden I have all this extra credit. So I was just laughing. It's like Krishna is giving me this challenge. Like I can't defeat Krishna. Krishna is throwing me so much Lakshmi and books at me to see if I'm generous enough or if I'm miserly, that I'm going to hold back. So when you're giving books, you will see all kinds of magical things happen like this.
Oh, Prabhu, I just wanted to add, yes. Especially when you give up four books, of course, I don't, you do the job on the street. But even if we remotely assist you, the Lakshmi somehow miraculously appears in some way or the other. I don't know how that always, it just happens over and over, always. I've never seen it fail. So it's very miraculous. Krishna works in mysterious ways. Just wanted to add that.
Yes, Mata, that's beautiful. Prabhupada actually said, anybody who distributes books, Lakshmi Devi will become that person's treasurer. Like Lakshmi Devi will become in charge of your finances. So, I mean, what an exalted statement and blessing that is. The whole world is after Lakshmi, but then if anybody who's giving out books, then that person will always be blessed. Anyway, you got me started talking about my favorite topic, so I don't even know what time it is that we end.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for the beautiful class, Prabhuji. Whenever I open, I generally very lately use the Facebook. Whenever I open the Facebook, I see your book distribution. Such a nice Prabhu, and you are talking on that topic and encouraging everybody to do so. It's really very nice, very beautiful class. And thank you for all the tips, Prabhu. And thank you for letting us know how, you know, it's not a very expensive for the grahastas to distribute a book like you are giving Bhagavad Gita's, how many Bhagavad Gita's and how much it costs for a month. It's a very easy way you have simplified it, Prabhu. It's very, very nice, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Very, very beautiful class. Each and every word you have spoken to encourage all of us, Prabhu. It's very nice. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Madhuri. Thank you. You're so kind.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanvatana. Thanks so much for the inspiring class. We definitely would like to hear more stories, book distribution stories from you. I mean, it's like you say, if your experience is magical, it's even more magical for us to just listen from you, Prabhuji. I haven't distributed any books or anything in the past maybe 10 years or so, Prabhuji, other than, like you said, maybe sponsoring books, as a family or something. So it is really very inspiring and to hear from you, Prabhuji, the actual, stories of book distribution and things like that. And I also seek your blessings that, I should start distributing books, at least at a small level, like you gave so many examples. So I would like to give your blessings for that, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Please give us your association all the time. Thank you.
Yes, Mother. Thank you so much. Yes, so even if you're not able to go out and distribute personally, any participation will give us blessings and give us adhikar to actually go directly to distribute books. So that's wonderful that you've been supporting and everything comes from the sankalpa and the mind. The mind is so powerful. When you put it in the head, that's why marathon really helps. Okay, I'm going to do 30 books this month. You'll see how within 10 days you will distribute 30 books. But initially, just out of fear, we can say I'm just going to do one book a day. But when you build the momentum, sometimes you can distribute 30 books in a day. So like that, it all comes from the mind. You just put in the mind, like, I'm going to do this month. And then all of a sudden, your eyes are open, looking for opportunities. And then Krishna will send so many people to receive.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, I just wanted to share, this is it's a, from a personal account, Prabhuji. My husband, he does, he loves book distributing, and he does it. Whenever there is an opportunity, he would like to, and if even if he meets somebody on the street, you know, he generally carries books in the car, like several book boxes and things like that. And many a times, our home is full of book boxes, and especially the living room. And sometimes it does happen that I get a little, kind of annoyed that at least the books, you know, at least the living room should be presentable if somebody walks in. And, I don't want, like, book boxes, like, a go down there, you know, like that. So, but now after listening to you, I'm feeling guilty that even if I should even bring that up as an issue in our home. But yes, we do have book boxes. Even as soon as we enter through the door, there is a big stack of book boxes and things like that. But I'm just sharing this only to let you know that my daughter was in the car with me. I was just dropping her off at school, and I was telling maybe I should just shut my mouth. You know, book distribution is such a big thing. It's a big service to Srila Prabhupada, and I should just tolerate even if there are book boxes in the living room. I mean, that's what I'm beginning to think. From your inspiring class, I just wanted to share it.
Yes, Mata. Actually, you'll be happy to know that my wife also fights with me about that, and she is constantly removing the books boxes from the living room, and she built a storage now just to keep all my books. So that's understandable. To keep the living room clean, because I get shipments, I just leave them in the book room. It's convenient. Living room when the shipment comes, but it's understandable that you want to keep the room presentable so you can have a room dedicated for that, just to keep the books.
Thanks, Prabhu. At least I feel I'm not alone in that. At least
you take some time. Yes, my wife was laughing when you were making that point.
Yeah, it's even in our dining room. Probably recently had guests too, and I was like, at least, you know, they don't want to look at boxes when they're eating, you know. And then we try to move things out, and he's like, make space in your closet now, you know. That's how it's going to work. So, but yes, Prabhu, yeah. Thanks so much for your inspiring class, and it's nice to hear from you always. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. There's somebody on the YouTube, they're asking questions like, can we do book distribution outside Walmart? Yeah. Means, will they allow religious books, or they have some objection or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about the general policy of Walmart. It's like, you know, they have to try it. They have to go and speak to the manager. The main thing, the Walmart or any business will be concerned that, you know, we're soliciting, but we present ourselves we're not selling anything. We just want to promote yoga wisdom. So will you kindly let us be here like that? And even when the money exchange is there, when people give donation, we just have to keep it low-key and not show the money and fight for money and things like that. Then the businesses will allow. But if the business see that, you know, we are greedy, or, you know, we are about fundraising or something like that, they will not allow. So we just, there's no set places like that. You just have to, for example, when I was visiting my wife's family in El Paso, the Walmart there, they were completely open to people selling things in the parking lot. But, you know, there's some Walmart in LA they wouldn't allow. So it's depending, like, on location, and you just have to try it. Generally speaking, like, I find, like, outside Indian businesses, where both Indians and Americans go to eat, like, snacks and like that, that's, like, a good location, because sometimes even Indian owners say, no, you cannot set up, but generally speaking, they will let us, but you just have to let them know, like, we are here to share, we are here to give dharma, and we are not, like, greedy for any money, and like that. And when people give donation, we keep it, like, low profile and just immediately put the money away and only, you know, mostly in the mood of giving, like that.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for your enlightening and very inspiring class, Prabhuji, today. And we are very grateful to you. We look forward for your association again in future, Prabhuji. If nobody have any questions, we can end the call here.
My wife is having a baby shower on Sunday, and we're expecting a daughter next month around this time. So I beg all the Vaishnavas to give us your blessing that, you know, everything goes smoothly and we can be responsible parents. And please give me your blessings. I can distribute lots and lots of books this year. Without Vaishnava's blessings, you're nothing. So please consider this prayer.
Yes,
congratulations,
Prabhuji. Thank you so much for the wonderful, inspiring class, Prabhuji, and we pray that Shingadev protect and bless the child, and all as a family do more and more book distribution and enthuse all of us.
Jai, thank you, Mother.
Thank you very much for a wonderful class and congratulations.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, yes, distribute more and more books and whole family. Your child also, little bit child, when he grows up, about 2 years, 3 years, and then he can also start distributing books. Hare Bol. Thank you, Prabhuji, the book distributes family.
Thank you, Mata.
Hare Krishna.
Congratulations, Prabhu, for the on this happy surprise news when your baby girl. Wonderful to hear.
Thank you, Mata. Thank you.
Actually, I just wanted to make a humble suggestion for those who have boxes of books in their living room. An idea is to cover it with some decorative cloth. You know, so that it doesn't look as unattractive as just cardboard box. You know, maybe some sari that you're not using or something pretty, you know, to cover it when the books are not being accessed. Just an idea. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Let's all play an obeisances for Prabhuji and all the Vaishnavas. Vancha Kalpata Rupyasya Krupa Sindhu Pyaya Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Granta Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai His Krishna Shastrit Prabhuji Ki Jai. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.